welcome to another edition of Rise Resilience. My name is William, last name Lahong. So good to have you on the show today. It's a beautiful day here in South Africa, and more beautiful because our guest today is someone really phenomenal with the capital flipping P, okay? When I talk about phenomenal, I mean, imagine yourself in the streets of wherever you are in South Africa, and then you leave that place and you go all across the Atlantic, you land up somewhere in America, and you win an entire crown, all of this at the age of 8 years old. Our guest today is Lesego Masitenyane. She is the current Miss World Imperial, and she's only 8 years old. Let's give her a big round of applause. How are you, Lesego? I am very happy to see you. Thank you so much for making the time and joining Uncle William on Rise Resilience.
You're welcome.
You are so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
How often in a day, how many times do people tell you that you're beautiful?
Until maybe today, until next week, because they always say I'm beautiful, no matter what.
So you've gotten used to it.
Yes.
I love that. Mom, let me bring you in. Zoe, how does it all work, right, to get to this point where you decided, and we'll talk about where it all started, but to get to this point, you are a mom of a young beauty queen who's involved in beauty pageants, but she has come home and she has won something. I mean, how did you do it?
A lot of hard work, dedication and time.
Right.
Yeah, you need all of that because without the support, it's impossible for them to come out, you know.
So, right.
You need a lot of sacrifice to get to where we are now.
I can imagine. What sacrifices have you had to really be cognizant of? I mean, things that you didn't think you'd have to sacrifice, but you have.
Okay, it's time, the one.
Right.
Because you don't have any time to yourself.
Okay.
It's always practice, training, you know, going to the coaches, going somewhere. So you never find the time to be on yourself.
Yes.
Or by yourself.
Right.
And the other one, it's finances.
Finances. Yes. Of course. Yes.
Finances is the one also that highlights one of the challenges that you come across.
Right. Mm. And money is a big part of the spectacular that is a beauty pageant, right? Whether you are the director directing the entire show or whether you are a contestant taking part in the show to ultimately, like Lesego, who is the current Miss 2024 World Imperial Beauties Queen, there's a lot of money involved. And before I come back to Lesego, let's talk about how that actually works. I mean, if the competition is in the USA, you would have had to fund this yourself, Mom. Is that true?
Correct.
And how would the funding model work, or how are you currently doing it? Just out of curiosity.
Okay. It's through, there's no sponsors.
Right.
So it's all on your own.
Okay.
So me and Lesego's dad had to sacrifice something just to make things happen for Lesego.
Sure.
So we had to, everything had to, because with her age, you can't even go out and rent an outfit for her.
Right.
To have all her outfits made is the flights, is the coaching that she must attend.
The accommodation as well, I imagine.
Yes, you know. Everything, it's all from your pocket.
Oh my goodness. Listen, congratulations. And I know us having this conversation today, if you are watching and you're wanting to be one of the sponsors for Lesego, you are more than welcome. I'd encourage you to do so because she's doing incredibly amazing things. Talk to me, Lesego, about what Miss World Imperial actually is.
So Miss World Imperial means like you model for people and then you go like somewhere and then you like you wear your crown, you shoot pictures with people and then you give them food with okay. your crown on and your sash. And then you just know because my coach really wanted that because I'm a World Imperial Beauty Junior Miss 2024. So wow. it's basically that you need to go everywhere and then like wear your crown, wear your sash, and yeah.
Incredible. Where have you been? You've just mentioned everywhere. Where's everywhere for you?
So I've been to home houses.
Okay.
Me and my mom were cooking food.
Oh, wow.
And then we went as a group, we went to a home. So me and my mom cooked soup and then other people bought some food like bread.
Okay.
And then other people bought hats, socks and shoes.
Okay.
So, yes.
That's and this it. Was for like homeless people yes. at a shelter of some sort.
Yes.
And how many times have you done that?
I did it twice.
Yes. Well done.
Thank you.
I know those homeless people at that shelter are very appreciative of your time, yes. Your energy, and I imagine on the day the soup as well.
Yes.
Did you get to taste the soup? Was it good?
Yeah, it was so good.
Of course, because you made it.
Yes.
If they had asked Tsepo to make the soup, or if they had asked Uncle Will to make the soup, oh my gosh, we would not be here talking like this. So the charity drives, Mom, are they a big part of the pageantry?
Yes. The purpose of the pageantry, especially World Imperial Beauties,
yeah.
it's all about community service,
okay.
making a difference in the community.
Right.
Yes. So that is their priority. It's community service work.
And how do you find or how do you spot or how do you source these charities, the various shelters as it is, to go and give your community service to? Where do you find them? Do they come to you? Do you go to them? Is there a database where everyone sits and you just pick out whichever one you feel resonates with what the message of the World Imperial Beauties is trying to drive?
We find all the charity, whether it's an old age home or it's an orphanage, you know, we go to them and
right.
propose to them that we want to come and do something like this
okay.
for the kids, for the homeless people. It depends on what we're doing.
Sure.
But in most cases, we do it as a group.
Right.
Because in South Africa, before we go to America, there's World Imperial Beauties, South Africa.
Okay.
Which is directed by Mrs. Gladys Nape.
Okay.
So the competition first takes place in South Africa.
Right.
And then the winners only then travel to America to compete with the other countries.
Oh.
Yes. So the competition first starts this side.
Okay.
In our country before. And then if you do win and become one of the queens,
yeah.
then that's when you travel to represent the country overseas.
Amazing. So you had already won in South Africa before you went to the States.
Yes.
Tell me about the South African leg of the Miss World Imperial.
So you have a crown.
Right.
And then like maybe 2025, you go to America and then you compete with others.
Sure.
And then you get a crown. If you win, you go back to America. Because 2025, I'm going back to America to go and crown the others. So it's basically you just go and go and go. And then, yeah.
I love that. Tepo, you and I need to go and go and go and go, bro. Seriously, that we can achieve so much in life. We need to just go and go and go. And become kings, right? So we can sit rightfully next to this beautiful Queen Lesego. When did you start all of this?
I started when I was 3 because...
At the age of 3, Lesego? Yes. Were you even talking by then? Do you remember?
No. No.
But you could model and
yeah,
you could walk and...
I can model.
Incredible. Do you have pictures of when you were 3?
No, it was in my mom's old phone.
Okay.
Yes.
And you started this when you were at the age of 3. Mom, what's the first thing you picked up that Lesego has the talent, has the gift?
I didn't pick up any.
Okay.
My I was only scared because Lesego was very shy.
Right.
So I wanted something that will take it out of that box of the being shy.
Okay.
And then I just thought, okay, let's try modeling. Let me put in modeling and see how it goes.
Okay.
So she went. We had a coach, which is the same, the national director of the World Imperial Beauty South Africa.
Okay.
We went there. She coached Lesego. And then we stopped during COVID.
Right.
And then COVID hit, and then we stopped, and then she went back again then last year, and then she won the competition in South Africa.
Right.
And then we've been training for all this thing the past more than a year now.
Mm.
And then we got another coach, which is in Four Ways.
Okay.
Coach Merv.
Right.
So currently she's been coached by Coach Merv in Four Ways.
Sure. I know, Lesego, and you can tell me if this is true, what these coaches get up to in getting the contestant ready for the competition, right? I was watching a show. I don't know if you've seen it, Insatiable, on Netflix.
Yes.
So you've got this young girl who used body positivity as one of her driving messages to try and then land a spot in the pageant, number one, and then she goes on to win the pageant. But there are so many other things that happen in between that. But we learn as the audience watching this that the role of the coach is so imperative, and without the coach you miss some things, and your competition, whom when you have a coach you could be better than, and without could beat you, right?
Correct.
So How did you find the coach? Did they find you? Was this like homework that you had to do, Mom, to go and find the coaches?
Yes. You find the coach yourself. It was a homework because I know nothing about pageantry. I'm the opposite of Lesego. Me, I'm a tomboy type.
Right.
So I know I had to do my research to find a coach.
Yes.
And then within the neighborhood, we found the one coach when she started at a young age. Then
okay.
She stopped. And then now also with social media,
yes.
Found the current coach.
Okay.
The current coach, that is Coach Merv.
Right.
We found him through social media, Instagram to be exact.
Incredible. What sort of things do they teach you, Lesego? I'll tell you why I'm asking. I've got a daughter as well. Her name is Zoe as well. Just by the way, I heard your name, your other name is Zoe. So you guys share a name. She's 5. She's still a baby. She was born in 2019. But I imagine if you and her sat down, you could teach her some things. What did they teach you? What has your coach taught you?
So positive, walking nicely.
Okay.
Standing there, just being yourself.
Okay.
And then just modeling for people, the judges, importantly. And then looking at them, like seeing them.
Right.
And then like, yeah, that's how they did.
And Mommy says you're shy. I don't see any shyness at all from you.
Yes, I was first shy. Now I'm just myself.
And what is Daddy saying about all of this?
Dad is shocked. Dad is very shocked.
Dad is shocked.
Shocked.
Why do you think Dad is shocked?
Dad didn't know that I'm shy and I'm doing modeling.
Right.
So Mom was doing all these things, and then Dad knew, and
yeah.
Then just all these things were perfect.
Okay. And your friends at school, what do they say? Who are your friends? Your top three friends.
Top three. So it's Ziana.
Ziana's the best, you know?
Yes.
Because you named her first.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Amelia.
Amelia.
And then Junaka.
Junaka.
Yes.
Okay, so all of these three ladies, what do you guys talk about?
We most talk about school.
Okay.
And then like home, how was homework. And then we talk about some stuff, like probably how our moms, our dads, our... Like
our dads are shocked.
Yeah. And then we talk about probably when I went to America, we
right.
Probably talk about that.
Okay.
And I tell them how was America.
Yeah.
Because America was expensive.
Of course. What was their reaction? What did they say when you told them that you're going to America.
They didn't even knew that I'm going to America. But when I was absent, like, for a whole week.
Yeah.
Because here is different than America because now it's in the morning until the afternoon.
Oh, yes. So there's a time difference.
Yes. So America right now, it's at night.
Right.
So when it's at night here, and America is at morning.
Right.
So it's different times, different days.
Right.
Yes.
I love that. And you now came back to South Africa. What did Junaka say when you told her that? Listen, I was in the States. What was the reaction?
They were shocked. They were shocked at my dad. Like, I knew that my friends were shocked because they didn't knew that I'm going to America.
Yeah.
I only told them when I came back because I was absent and I had to catch up work from school.
Of course.
And yes.
Okay. What are the other sachets and the crowns in this beautiful box that you've won?
So I have casual wear.
Okay.
I have elite. Okay. I have model of the year.
Ooh.
I have
Let's open the box, please, Mom. Okay. And let's show everybody what is in this box. I love this. Cultural wear. Yeah. Miss Junior Cultural Wear. Congratulations for that.
Thank you.
It looks amazing. And then it was Miss Junior Model of the Year. Well done. Look at that. Oh my gosh. And then there was Miss Junior Elite Model of the Year. Congratulations. Well done. You're like a rocket just flying into space. They are not going to catch you, Lesego. And then there was Miss Casual Wear Junior. Congratulations. And I see there's quite a bit more. What else is in there, mommy? There's Miss Junior Glamour Model of the Year. Look at that. Well done, Lesego. Congratulations. And these are all the crowns that go along with it.
Yes.
So many. Oh my gosh. And when do you get to wear these? I know you wore them when you won them, but do you get to wear them again?
No, you need to wear these ones to crown. So these blue ones, and then you just crown with these ones and your sash.
Okay.
So when I go to America again, I just take the box and then my crown and my sash. I just leave all these things home.
Okay.
And then I go to America, I take my sash, I take my crown, and I take the box.
I love that. Yes. Where do these sit in the house, Mom? Have you guys made like a special cabinets or place?
She's still searching. One day they're in the lounge, the next is in my bedroom.
Oh, it moves around.
At the moment it's still moving around different places. She will probably decide which place suits it best.
Yes.
Yeah. At the moment, no, she's still moving them around. But the favorite place for now, it's the lounge.
How proud are you as the person that gave birth to Lesego, brought her into this world? I imagine you and Dad are very, very proud. But talk to me about just how precious all of this is in real time.
We're very proud, you know. Coming to where we are now and looking back where we're coming from, you know.
Yeah.
We're very proud. Me, I'm always scared when Lesego is competing, you know.
Why are you scared, Mom? You're not the one that has to walk and then be that person on the ramp. what fuels your anxiety in that moment?
Scared if she won't fall.
Oh, of course.
Trip somewhere or, you know, you just get scared. Sitting there with the audiences and everyone is watching, all eyes are on her.
Yes.
And me personally, I wouldn't be on that stage.
Right.
Yeah, but looking at all those things and imagining it, hey, that's my girl, guys.
Right? Yeah?
Then your heart starts pouncing.
Oh.
Proud moments. proud moments.
I love that. Have you done anything of the sort? I mean, have you done a beauty pageant before as a child? Have you entered any modeling competitions as a child? Like, have you ever been on stage in this way, even once?
I have, but when I was still young also.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's those community ones when we were growing up in Soweto and
right.
some community member hosts.
Yes.
A competition and invites all the kids in the community to come and partake in it.
Right.
But nothing professional level.
Right.
Just on the playground. You know, nothing serious like Lesego is doing.
This is incredible, Lesego. I am so very proud of you.
Thank you.
And you look the part. You are actually, you exude all the confidence that a queen that only a queen can. So we are very, very proud of you. Talk to me about the other competitions that you had to win. You started when you were 3, you are now 8, and you've won this very amazing World Imperial in the United States of America. What other competitions did you win before this?
I only did World Imperial Beauties because wow. I never went to any school of modeling.
Sure.
So I only stayed to World Imperial Beauties.
Okay.
And I'm going to stay there until.
Oh my gosh, that deserves another round of applause. Amazing. And when you hear all of this, Mom, I mean, what does that say to you? That you're on the right track, you're on the right path, this is the right journey that Lesego's on.
For me, it says a lot because now I can see where she's coming from and where she is now, even
yeah.
with school. Because Lesego used to sit in that corner and not play with other kids, keep to herself,
right.
play with the chosen ones, not a fan of rowdy kids or ones that look like they want to pusher or something, rough ones, you know.
Sure.
So I was very scared. And now with the confidence that the modeling has done for her, you know, it has boosted her confidence.
Okay.
Even in school, performing at school also has improved, you know.
Right.
As you can see, she wears glasses.
Right, yes.
She wears glasses. We're not aware that she couldn't see.
Okay.
We only found out this year when I took her for eye test.
Right.
Yes, and that was also a challenge for at school because it made her not have the confidence when she was reading.
All right.
So it helped as well doing the modeling.
Right.
So for her, it made a lot of difference because now she's out there, she's confident, you know, she can do things by herself now.
Yeah.
And come back, say, Mommy, I'm done with my homework. And then I just have to check and see, okay, it's fine. Before, it wasn't like that. So there's a lot of changes that has come up.
Sure.
Through this journey. And I'm grateful for that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to more of these journeys.
Well done. Are you hoping to one day be like Miss Universe, Miss South Africa, Miss World, all of those things?
Yes.
So that's how far you want to take this?
I want to win that big crown, have a nice car, just be myself with that crown.
I love that. Yes. Who is your role model in terms of people that have won beauty pageants?
My role model is Simon Keys. He is brave, courageous, and fearless. He's Simon Keys is a show from Snakes in the City.
Okay.
So I love snakes, so that's why Simon Keys is my role model.
I love that. And which other beauty queens have you seen that you liked?
I don't really.
Whether in South Africa or overseas.
I'm not really a fan of people that do modeling.
Oh.
But I really know some of them, maybe.
Okay.
But yes, I am a little bit of there.
Yes.
Of them.
Listen, Tepo and I and Mommy and your dad and everybody here at Rise Resilience and at the podcast party are looking forward to see what you do next. And we are going to be there when you're crowned Miss South Africa, Miss Universe, Miss World, and all the other misses. See what I did there? And all the other crowns that you are going to win on the way, on the way to, you're already like in superstardom, and I imagine this star is going to continue rising. Thank you so, so much for making time to join us today.
You're welcome.
So what message do you have for other young girls, other eight-year-olds, perhaps just other girls in your age group that are feeling a little shy, are feeling a little antisocial? That's what they call someone who's shy, someone who wants or prefers to just be by themselves and not play with other children. How do you... What do you want to say to them to encourage them to believe in themselves and to really go out there?
Put your mind to it and you can do anything.
Wow, that's what you did.
Yes.
I love that.
Put your mind to it and you can do anything.
Incredible. Thank you so, so much for that.
You're welcome.
Mom, I'm going to give you the last word. I imagine there are moms who are watching this as well. There are dads who are watching this as well. It's like, oh, wow, Lesego's amazing. We've got a young one here. And we believe she could be like Lesego. What sort of advice do you give to other parents or caregivers who would like to, you know, follow this path or try this journey?
Okay. I will say to all the mummies and the daddies out there, be your number one supporter for your kids in whatever they want to do. Just know it will never be an easy journey. You just need to be patient. You need to be resilient. And you need to develop a thick skin because there's a lot of negativity also out there. So just remember your end goal, what it is, and continue to support your kids as much as you can.
Awesome. I love that. Where do we find you guys? So if I'm a sponsor, if I'm a potential... interested party that wants to support Lesego, where would we find you? How do we reach out to you?
Okay. My contact numbers, if I can share that.
Sure.
It's 072-927-9647.
Okay.
We also have social media, Instagram. We also have Instagram also. It's Lesego Mess.
Okay.
And also on Facebook.
Right.
Yes.
Lesego Mess.
Yes.
Incredible. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having us.
Now, as you pack everything away back into the box, I want to tell mommy about this Netflix show. Have you seen Insatiable on Netflix?
Not yet.
Please go and watch it.
Okay.
Because you are going to see everything that I'm telling you about. So they've got this young lady there who started out being really, really obese, right?
Yes.
And while she goes out one night to go buy something from, call it a liquor store, she gets into an altercation with a homeless man. And during that altercation, this homeless man uses the F word, calls her fat, right? That's where the journey of body positivity started for her. So then she becomes this person who's lost 80-something pounds, who's like super skinny now, and enters beauty pageants and goes on to win. But we also see within all of that, there is an insane amount of sabotage from other girls and their moms, though the moms wanting their girls to win, and they will do anything. But nothing of the sort happens with eight-year-olds in competition, or does it?
Maybe not. It's in not your as, face, yeah. Probably.
Right.
But, there's always something
right.
that you come across, and you just have to find a way to handle it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it's a very competitive environment.
Yes, it is. Because, you know, before we were here, you know, with kids, they always want to win.
Sure.
So when they don't win, they become very emotional. So
right.
to be able also to adjust and try to explain to them that, okay, this is a competition.
Yes.
And just remember you are a winner, whether
yes.
you get the crown or not.
Right.
The fact that you walked on that stage, most can't do that.
Mm.
So you just have to find a way to keep encouraging them and saying positive things which will help with their mindset.
I love that. Yeah, of course, the mental health is a big part of, if the mindset is where it should be, then the winning becomes almost automatic.
Yes.
Because the mental health has been taken care of.
Exactly.
Thank you for doing that, Mom. We are proud of you. We are proud of you, Lesego. Do you have any other talents? What else can you do? Can you sing? Can you dance?
I can dance. I'm best of dancing and modeling.
Okay.
But dancing is the top number one.
Dancing is top number one. I'm going to put on a song right now for you in the speakers, and we're going to watch you dance for our TikTok. Is that okay?
It's fine.
Thanks for watching. We'll catch you on another edition of Rise Resilience with William, last name Lahong. Today, sitting with Miss World Imperial Beauties 2024, Lesego Masitenyane, and her mom, Zolega. Thanks, guys, for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.